And thanks for joining me this evening. I am here in the studio with the University of Missouri School of Music Director of Choral Activities, Paul Crabb. Paul, how are you?
Aaron, how are you doing?
I am doing excellent, thank you. We are here to discuss an upcoming collaborative concert between the Choral Union, the University Singers, and the University Philharmonic Orchestra. This is coming up tomorrow, Thursday, November 22nd at Jesse Auditorium, and this is at 7 p.m. Paul, tell us a little bit about this show.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful concert. We have programmed two very contrasting works. One well-known, the Bach Magnificat, of course, is seasonal, often done during this time of the year, and has been really one of the staples of the choral canon in Western European music for many, many years. Has a thrilling orchestration, uses the Song of Mary, of course, as the text, the three trumpets and timpani, two oboes, two flutes, full string section and everything. So it's really exciting and extraordinary soloists that we have for this whole concert. I might mention that in just a little bit as well. We're also doing a work that is much less known. In fact, the first recording has just come out within the past year. This is the work called The Ballad of the Brown King by an American composer named Margaret Bonds. Margaret Bonds is known mainly for her setting of spirituals for solo voice and piano, but she also was quite a significant composer and performer, and perhaps it's only recently that her name is starting to surface a little more frequently. So this is a work called The Ballad of the Brown King. It was written by one of her close friends named Langston Hughes, whom everybody will recognize as well, and it was actually performed and written in 1954 and dedicated to Martin Luther King Jr. So this dedication to Dr. King, this text by Langston Hughes, and this setting for full orchestra, choir, and soloist by Margaret Bonds is an eclectic but meaningful work speaking about the perspective of the nativity scene from the dark, black-skinned king, who was one of the three wise men. So one of the movement is called, was he an Ethiope? Did he come from Ethiopia? Or where did this particular black-skinned king come from? And what was his role? How did he feel as a part of this nativity scene? So it's a fascinating piece and is thoughtful, and it's one, I think, that kind of expands our concept about a story that maybe has become a little bit almost cliche in a sense and is very stock and standard. Let's maybe broaden our scope a little bit and look right into this.
That sounds fun. And it sounds really interesting. And I like the idea of like looking at stories and like those kind of stories and those kind of beliefs and looking at them from some like from a different person, like
right,
taking an outside perspective or taking it from somebody else.
I think one of the things that, and I've mentioned this to the choir, is that often we become, especially perhaps in the last several years, we've become a little bit more myopic. We're a little more blinded by things outside of our own perspective. And so the more we can introduce thoughts that maybe push the borders a little bit, maybe even conjure up a little bit of empathy about thinking about something from somebody else's perspective, I find it to be a valuable exercise for us. And so I think it's a thoughtful piece. Musically, it's extremely interesting because Bonds was an eclectic composer. She, incidentally, was the first African-American female to play with the Chicago Symphony as soloist. She was a fine pianist, had degrees from Northwestern University, and she soloed with them in 1933. This particular work, The Ballad of the Brown King, was in 1954. It was also played by the New York Philharmonic. It was broadcast on NBC TV. So it had a life, but for some reason it's been kind of put on the back shelf.
Huh.
And so it's only recently, as I said, that we've started to make her music a little bit better known. And I think it's going to be something that the American public should know about and will enjoy it, actually. There are elements of jazz, there are elements of spirituals, there are elements of pure Western European classical music. She uses some Mid-Eastern scales when it talks about was he from Ethiopia. It's just a whole array of music with American roots. You know, you might say, oh, that piece sounds like Gershwin, or that piece sounds like Duke Ellington. Well, that was a part of her world, and she reflects her skills in each of these different kinds of styles.
Awesome. And what brought about like the rediscovery of the piece? Do you know, like, was it just somebody?
Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, if there was a certain person or a certain group, I think optimistically that there is more acceptance now outside of what we might consider the traditional European canon. I mean, for example, my training, I think many of my colleagues of my generation, Brahms, Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, absolutely. And we get into the 20th century and you get some of the standard American composers, Copland, Bernstein, Samuel Barber, etc. And these people are all part of the Western European tradition, but they also notice there's a certain limit to this population. And so now we're starting to recognize music that has influences from African American traditions, music that has influence from, I did a piece that has Indian drumming influence this year. So not American Indian, but actually Eastern Indian influence. There's a lot of input on music that is outside of Western European culture. And I think we are starting to recognize the value of that, despite some of us being more limited in our training. It's a wonderful development, and I think high time that we actually do explore this music.
Right on.
And respect it.
Is there a lot of... So you're pairing it up with a piece from, you know, firmly planted in the Baroque area with Bach's Magnificat.
Yeah.
Do they have any similarities, you know, other than the obvious subject matter?
Right.
But do they share...
My thought was when I programmed this was that because the Magnificat, of course, is the mostly associated with Advent in the Christian liturgical calendar, and then the Bach before Christmas, and then the Epiphany, you know, with the bonds where you're talking about the nativity, the after the birth of Christ. And so it is, I think, textually related. Stylistically, you will not find a lot of Baroque influence. She really kind of puts her roots into the American styles there. She was, as I said, a concert pianist, but she also wrote in film. One of her pieces was used in the film Gone with the Wind. She wrote a lot when she lived in New York. She wrote a lot for theater and some of the productions, main theater productions. So she has association with film. She has association with jazz. She has association also with the African-American church tradition. Mm. And I think those are the main influences that you will hear in the pieces.
It sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
And this is, again, this is a piece for full orchestra. Of course, you'll be joined by the University Philharmonic as well. So this is a big piece. A lot of people on stage.
Yeah, it's a full orchestra. So we'll have about 185 in the choir, and then we'll have of course, the full orchestra as well. So there'll be 230, 240 on stage as well. I haven't mentioned the soloists, but we have a combination of soloists that are also going to be performing. We have students, Marcus Durrell Ruff, Jordan Ulrich. We also have faculty from the MU School of Music. Professor Kyle Stiegel will be doing tenor solo. We have some guest artists coming in, including Dr. Julie Rock, who is coming from Houston, Texas. A beautiful voice, and she has performed here recently on the Odyssey concert. And then we have some alums coming as well. Ernest Harrison, E.J. Harrison, who was a TA of mine several years ago, is finishing his doctorate in L.A. with the University of Southern California. And then Christina Casey Ray, who's currently living in Kansas City but did her undergraduate here and did a master's at LSU and is working on an artist diploma at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and singing throughout that area as well.
So it sounds like you've got then a lot of great talent on the stage for this performance.
It's really a thrill, really, to have these skilled soloists, and I'm always happy to show off the talent we have right here on campus. I have a marvelous voice faculty that I get to work with. My colleagues in that area are just extraordinarily skilled and supportive. And then also to get the faculty involved with Professor Stegall, for example, as well as alumni who have gone out and after their success here on campus are now doing great things all over the world, really.
Excellent. And so you and Dr. Ford over at the University Philharmonic picked these pieces out together and
Correct. We talked about this last spring, actually.
Nice.
And got this set up. And Dr. Ford is really, again, just a terrific colleague. He works so well to get this orchestra, helped me to prepare the orchestra. We worked together on rehearsals. And then his ears and his insights during our dress rehearsals next week are always valued.
Yeah. Well, again, this this show sounds fantastic, and this is coming up tomorrow evening, Thursday, November the 21st at 7 p.m. This is at Jesse Auditorium, so big room.
Yeah, it's a good space for that many people on stage, but I think it's also a great way to sort of break in the holiday season and get people in the mood.
Excellent kickoff to the upcoming holidays. You're going right into just a week before Thanksgiving and then right into the holidays
after that.
All right. This sounds great. Again, this concert tomorrow evening, November the 21st, Thursday, 7 p.m. at Jesse Auditorium. This is the Choral Union, the University Singers, and the University Philharmonic performing J.S. Bach's Magnificat and Ballad of the Brown King from Margaret Bonds. It sounds absolutely amazing. Paul, thanks so much for coming out and talking about this show.
Thanks, Aaron, for having me here.
Absolutely.